All right, so it's for this is called a Lakeside Flyboy Lessons. This is I'm writing this in my studios. My car crashed over on east of Alameda on Rosecrans Avenue. It was right there in the hood. I blanked out. I just blacked out. I've been really going hard in my mind, and my shit just stopped. It's just like I went brain dead while I was driving going around 30. And unfortunately, I hit somebody. Luckily, it didn't, car didn't. It was a tough ordeal, but we handled it 2 hours to take care of it, but it got taken care of. But I was able to barely drive my car from Compton and took it over to, I took my little routes that I take so I could get over to Commerce and into Hollywood real quick because I got them routes. So I got there in like a half an hour, and I stopped at one of my banks that I go to. Because the parking was real cool, like in Commerce, and I just like lay down. I slept for like a half an hour. Thank God I woke up and then go into a coma. But once I got up, I was feeling better, and my wife was just really scared and crying. And, you know, I had to tell her what happened, and she was freaking out. She called my brother, my family, and then called my doctors, my therapist, and my psychiatrist. But I was able to, luckily, I was able to get my brother's keys to our Hollywood little getaway right here, artist retreat. And so I was able to just barely get the rev. It was revving all crazy. It was going up and down like it was going to stop. The engine was going to stop. So it's a total loss. But I'm going to hold on to it and let my insurance adjuster know, because I don't have the $300 deductible right now. I'm trying to hustle me up another job, come up with different hustles, get cash. And that's what I've been doing, you know. But I put this together, man, just in case I go into a coma. I don't want the Lakeside to go to another crew. So I want to keep it within the YG. You know, the YGs is running things now, you know. So I want to have my YG over in those cell apartments that I seen as a youngster while I was playing baseball with my son. I liked him because he almost jumped me when I was like, you know, playing baseball with my son in the park there at Amistad Park. He was like, I was like, nah, you're not going to cross. We were taking the whole field. And he was like, what? So they were about to jump me. And he was like the leader of that little clique. So I was like, I like that guy. He's got a lot of balls, you know? And then I see him again. He's like all grown. And he's just hustling me for like some change. I was like, you want a donut? He said, no, I don't want a donut. I want some cash. I said, all right, what do you want? He said, $5. I said, I'll give you 10 or something like that. I forgot. And then he just followed me to the car. Like, I was like, oh shit, this motherfucker's about to jack me. So I was like, all right, cool. Okay. And then he's like, what you got? Like, my secret weapon is I had that Jay-Z of Moreno Valley, I call him, JL. I had a CD, I had it all in mint condition, I was playing it, but then I put it in a secret spot, and then when Lakeside Flyboy, he was trying to shake me down, then I pulled out the CD, and I was like, you want the CD, don't you? And he's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, you can have it. So I gave him that, and he was trying to shake me down some more for some more music. So I was like, all right. I'm like, nah, I don't want you to get your new shit. I said, let me give you some OG shit that your uncles and your daddy or stepdaddy or whoever is raising you, all the brothers that are raising you, that they could feel, and that's like Coolio. Cause that Coolio is real hard. It's real hood. It's real LA hood. You know what I mean? County Line. All the, like, it's just like Coolio. I don't think you could get more hood, LA hood, than Coolio. I mean, he's basically the, I don't know, like Jay-Z. To me, he's like the Nas of LA. because when you hear him spit, he's breaking things down in terms that LA people could hear. You know what I mean? We wasn't caring about no Illmatic or whatever. You know, Coolio got real big, and then they kind of broke him down because that's what they do when people come with idols. They break you down because they want to extort you. So any extortion tactics always get privatized. Get privatized. They work for you. They work hard. They work hard. You can pay. You all you gotta pay is $200 an hour, and you could get all the dirt you want. Every enemy, every extortion expert. You know, there's always a bigger extortion expert. I seen that Sinaloa cartel. You know, Chapo. He's still extorting people. You know how things run in prisons. They still call. You know, they still got their kites out. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, like, there's always a bigger comment. Like Iceberg Slim said, there's always a bigger comment. And most con men will put like a little bit of candy in front of you, and then you try to front on them, and then you give them more your candy, and they take it. You know what I mean? That like that's the idea. That's why I always rock boodles on the on my videos. They ain't real money, man. That's just a 20 with a bunch of ones. You get that real fat, then you get the people who really have stacks to just be handing you stacks. That's why that's called a boodle. You front like, oh man, I got like. Psh, like, look at this. You got 100 on top, and then you got, like, straight up ones on the bottom. Then fools come around. They got, look, I got blue face. Boom. They got that shit. They're like, oh, hey, you think I could loan? You could loan me a few hundred? And say, like, yeah, yeah, so I could do this project. And then, boom, they give you, like, a few hundred. Like, yeah, here you go, homie. Then you just do that, and you break down 100 in ones. Then you got 100. Then, boom, you got another roll. Then you get another sucker. Then you just make money that way. You stack real high like that. That's the hustle right there. I mean, right there, that's like 1930s, 1940s, Great Depression hustling right there. And that's why I read Iceberg Slim. And one thing Iceberg Slim preaches is don't be a pimp, because youngsters are always going to take your hoes. Always. Once they turn 20, they're going to take all your hoes. So you could be like pimping, holding on to hoes. When you're 50, you got then the 20-year-old beautiful Rudolph Valentino type is going to take your hoes. And then you have all this pressure in your mind. Oh, I'm building this stable, and your mind is just working, and this shit breaks down, and when a hoe leaves you, you don't know. You're supposed to just be like, I don't care, as long as, because the number one rule of pimping, no matter what any other pimp says, they stupid if they don't say, the number one rule of pimping is get the money. If you get the money, you win. That's it. You just got to look in every situation. You got to be like, how do I get the money? If you get the money and they get the thing, then that, you know what I mean? They get the pussy, they get the computer, they get the TV, they get the whatever. You get the cash, you win. That's the way it is. And so that was my recruiting process of who the kingpin of Lakeside Plaza would be in case I meet my unfortunate demise. But I'm a fighter right now. I'm doing Moroccan tactics, using cold water, drinking lots of water, ice water on my head. You know, eating good, being around positive people in Hollywood. You know, I don't really trip because most people get caught up in Hollywood. You know, so if they try to come, my enemies come and get me, they're already going to be all Hollywood. You know, dating actresses and models and spreading gossip and pillow talk. So that's why I was sliding into Hollywood, where most people go over there to party. That's my honeycomb hideout, you know. But in any case, these are my secrets, man. I'm giving it all to Lakeside Flyboy, you know. And that's it, you know. You know. And that's it, man. The YGs, they're controlling the world, man. We need them. Because OGs was busted. And the mid-Gs, you know, locked up. And the YGs, that's our only hope. A survival as a hood. And remember, you keep the hood girls good. If you keep them, if you educate them, you educate the whole community. If you strengthen them early, then you strengthen the whole hood. So you got to respect your hood girls. Because, you know, once they turn 18, that thing gonna take over. And then you got Selena Powell's and all that stuff. Because that thing controls the world, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, that little box that we so enamored with as a man It controls the world. Because guess what? Where are your two kids gonna? Where's your legacy gonna come from? That little box. Where is your future lawyer? That's your little box. Where's your future musician? That little box. That little box is the boxy charm of the universe. You know what I mean? And just because women, they have certain ways of thinking, it's not goofy. It's just, that's the way they relate the world. That's the way their mind works. You know, they Dodger fans and Giants fan, you know what I mean? Like, they don't really care about the dichotomies that we are slaves to as men. And we're very unable to share things as men. And we just hold secrets forever, you know, and we can't even talk about it. And it's like, I was going to talk about it, but then it just destroys us inside. And people wonder, like, what happened to him? You know, and then it's just that you didn't take that emotional cleanse, you know, you didn't have time to just be by yourself and think about people and cry, you know, just listen to fucking oldies like we used to, like the 80s kids, you'd be all crazy in the hood. And we would listen to oldies, you know, and chill, you know, mellow, you know, silly of me to think that I could ever have you for my God, or, you know, Duke, you know, or, you know, love, you know, like la 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 means I love you. That kept the that kept me going. My homies was dying. That kept me going. My homies getting like that. That kept me going when my homies families were struggling. Just to have that positivity, like this, like just good, beautiful, mellow music, you know, suavecito, papito, baby, you know, like war, you know, don't let anybody, you know, don't let nobody get you down, you know, don't let nobody get you down. And that's why I tell anybody, don't let nobody get you down. Some fools are some fakes. Be careful for the people that give you shit at first. They always lie. They're always not, they'll never be there. Watch out for people to give you shit. You know what I mean? Like, and Lakeside Flatboy, you know, watch out for me. I gave you that. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, watch out for me. But the thing is, like, I'm struggling with CTE. From a hood CTE. Not no football CTE, you fuck boy shit. Hood CTE. Every day you get motherfucking jacked. Every day you get motherfucking, every day you gotta motherfucking fight the gorillas. Every day you gotta fucking get shot at. Every day you gotta watch getting stabbed. Every day you gotta risk your life. Every day, I don't have no blood, kids. I know I'm fucking Sinaloa perp, you know? I know who I am. I'm Napoleon's ill child. I'm the general of mass killing. I'm the Serenio Napoleon, man. Why would I have black kids? So those jackals could talk about my legacy, my dark side. My, you know, wake up on the wrong side of the bed and destroy people side. I hate that side of me. But that's just what I've been carrying, you know? But in any case, if I'm going to go to the great unknown, I'm going to fight. Because I got a son, my stepson. I don't want no jackals on his ass. I don't want the haters on his ass like they were on me. I want him to be protected at all times. Safe at all times. Strong at all times. So we can get these Major League Baseball industry types and these cowards that hide behind these industries so they can destroy people's homes and careers and lives and act like I'm behind the scenes. Now, behind the scenes, motherfuckers, is the ones you got to watch. You know, watch what they do, because, you know, there's behind the scene types, they running the whole show. while four or five of those fools are hopping into Lexuses to go hang out at a stripper. That's why I be pimping these strip pros. Because I'm like, you engineering consultants, I don't see you around working. What the fuck you doing? You're dealing with them stripper hoes. So I'm like, all right, man, I see where you what you're doing. You're tricking. So I said, all right, I'm going to get the little bitch because you were going to reject the little bitch, the runt bitch. So then the big fucking black bitches that you be wanting to fuck in reality, because every white man want to fuck a black motherfucking fine ass black woman. And then they become, you know what I mean, doing motherfucking lines in the middle of the fucking goddamn freeway like a fucking dumbass. Those types, I already know they would have rejected my run. So I stay loyal to the run. And I told that black bitch, get the fuck out of here. I know you're trying to ruin my marriage. You know about me. Shit, they always in the murder over there with their man. They over there with the gorillas. They over there with the G's. That's who be fucking with them strippers. What do you think them G's have? They have motherfucking houses with stripper poles. Motherfucking four-bedroom houses with four different motherfucking with a stripper pole in the motherfucking living room and four fucking rooms to fuck. You know what I mean? And then they fucking recording, send the bitches out. Shit couldn't get around. They ain't stupid. It's a murder. It's not no motherfucking Orange County shit. It's a murder. We all get dumped. We fucking dumped by these ladies. You know what I mean? We get dumped by these ladies. They take our shit. And what the fuck we got to do? We got to build a fucking empire out of a peony. Or we fucking end up homeless in the streets. Nobody looking out for us. Because we don't have security. Police are not our security. I don't know if you've been paying attention. Rodney King was not being protected by the police. He was getting... Most white people would have died from that motherfucking exchange. You know what I mean? He wasn't being protected by the police. He was just one of the people that he used to fuck with in Silmar and San Fernando and Sun Valley. Because they were afraid to do that shit in L.A. So they go to a fucking valley, they go to Sun Valley, they go to Pacoima. They did same shit to like little boys, man. You know what I mean? Like that Coon, all those, that whole crew, Coon, all those dudes, all they do is fuck with Mexican boys. Why do you think that Mexican dude shot a motherfucking cop? Why do you think they drop cops? Because cops go into the neighborhoods, they don't have any dads, they don't have anybody to tell them, don't like back off, get the fuck off my lawn. Or some abuelito who could barely move, who's just working like two jobs, you know what I mean? And they're pushing a little cart, gets robbed by the latest fucking flyboy motherfucking wannabe shit. You know what I mean? Like the hood's fucked up because we don't have each other's back. We always have back of the 50 Cent, or we got the back of the Eminem, who's some just straight up hood rats. They're just some straight up like Sunshine Man or they want to be in Florida. They be playing that lifestyle. They ain't some real niggas. Real niggas is the ones you was right there. You see in the motherfucking goddamn warehouse crime because he's dealing with his mama's dealing with cancer. 50 Cent ain't ever there when you're dealing with cancer. 50 Cent's there just to fuck and get you caught up in the industry. But I got love for him. Shit, he's just a fucking crazy like me. Without real fucking good role models. That's why I do 1 cent. That's why I do all that. Because 50 Cent, just like me, looking around my local heroes. Who's my local hero? Droopy. Why? Because when a motherfucker was talking shit, he put a Ruger into his fucking face and that kid just stopped. And he was a church-going kid. He was supposed to be a pastor or this. He's the good kid. But you go and pick on the little hueritos, little hueros in the neighborhood until he found out that one of my little huero homies was not huero, man. He's a fucking goddamn gangster. He's a Latino. But he just was born with his mama's huera complexion. You know what I mean? And we was best friends. And then Drew put the Ruger to his fucking head. What the fuck you gonna do now, boy? Church boy? And he goes, nothing. And then he leaves us alone the whole time. You know what I mean? Then we didn't even get stressed. It's like that fucking, because he was a church boy, he hides behind that cloak. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing, just like Talib Kweli. I'm going to be right here, Mr. Positivity, but really my crew is full of demons from Brooklyn. And I'm gonna do all kinds of demonic shit and act like, oh, look, but I'm the virtuous. That's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's with other wolves. But he puts on a sheep cloth to make you think, oh, it's not so bad. And then you were ashamed because he was running around with this fucking fuckboy and running around this fucking human dildo, running around these fucking places, ruining families, secrets, secrets, secrets. And then they come out. So we got to call, we call it what we call. If you see a bunch of wolves and you see one good guy, it's shit ain't true. You know what I mean? Real man. Have shit on their own. But they got their mental gun. You don't bust your mental gun. You don't bust your mental gun anytime. You keep your mental gun in your holster. You see some funny shit, you call them out on that funny shit. Pacoima is full of funny shit. That's what happens is all these fucking Hollywood types, they hide their shit in Pacoima. All these motherfucking music industry types, they hide their shit in North Hollywood, Pacoima. They studios and shit like that. Listen, your studio got jacked. Guess what, homie? DJ Quick, you must have fucked up some North Hollywood boys' fucking family. Know what I mean? Your shit got jacked. You might have been fucking the wrong Pyru family up. You know? They hiding. We don't even know. They're like, what the fuck's going on? Well, who's this behind the scenes motherfucker destroying my family? And shit's just like breaking, breaking, breaking. The fuck? Who is this behind the scenes motherfucker that's manipulating her with boy shit? Because bitches just want, they ladies, you know what I mean? They don't have even a chance. 12, 13, 14, all these fucking grown men want to fuck them. Think about what, how evil that shit is. It's like, and then they go, oh, and sexual pervert. That's some sexual pervert shit. Fucking 40, 50 year old man just creeping at the mall all day instead of working. And they looking for my sister, you know what I mean? Like I'm walking with my sister in the mall. This fucking dude, two guys are respectable salesman types. Come to me like, what you doing with this clown and my sister? I said, motherfucker, that's my fucking sister. You want to get dropped right now, motherfucker? Because if you wouldn't be saying that if Renee was around with his guns. But you know, Salim don't carry no guns. But I got my mental gun. I'm going to pull it right now. You doing the same thing. You're probably like 70 years old with your buddies, your bros. The bro, it's always the bang bro types. Bang bro types, bang bro types. I always see them and I'd be looking at them like, dude, you want my dick. I already see you. You out there looking at my dick. Everybody looking at my dick. Homie, I'm a pimp. As soon as I see motherfucking these bang bro types in Moreno Valley on Sunnymead Boulevard, I know what you're doing. You're trying to turn out motherfucking bitches into porn stars. But they looking at my dick. Like, oh, let's put that motherfucker in a porn. Let him do all these monkey bitches. That's how they look at me. I'm like, ah, you about to get your shit taken. You're dealing with some Moreno Valley hoes, the motherfucking downest hoes in the fucking world. So, bang bros, y'all motherfucking some stupids. Because I'm going to take that shit with bang hoes. So, that's it.